Google boss knew about drug ads. Mobile firm on rural net crusade. Nokia's developer network hacked. It's Tuesday, the 30th of August. Google's chief executive Larry Page knew that adverts for unlicensed Canadian pharmacies were running on its US site, according to a government prosecutor. Rhode Island attorney Peter Nerona told the Wall Street Journal that incriminating emails had been uncovered as part of an official investigation. The search giant agreed last week to pay $500 million to settle the case. It declined to comment on the specifics of Mr. Nerona's allegations, and instead, it issued a statement reiterating its regret about what had happened. With hindsight, we never should have allowed those ads on Google in the first place, it said. Mobile operator Three is giving away 3G broadband to rural areas struggling to get fixed line services. Initially, it plans to give 11 communities in the UK free dongles and access for a year. It claims the initiative is part of its commitment to a government which wants to ensure isolated communities have decent broadband services. But some experts think that it has more to do with a desire to lobby Westminster for valuable wireless spectrum. First to benefit will be residents of Gringley on the Hill in North Nottinghamshire, who will receive 30 dongles and free data access for a year. It will also get public Wi-Fi hotspots in the local pub and community centre. And an online community used by developers of Nokia phone applications has been hacked. The company warned that members' personal information, including dates of birth and email addresses, may have been stolen. Nokia's developer forums have been temporarily shut down while the security breach is investigated. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, and no compromised information has yet appeared elsewhere on the internet. In a statement posted on the community website, Nokia explained how the hackers had managed to gain access. It said a database table containing developer forum members' email addresses has been accessed by exploiting a vulnerability in the bulletin board software that allowed an SQL injection attack. SQL attacks are a common method of breaking a website's security. Typically, hackers will target an open part of the system, such as a logon screen, and attempt to confuse it by injecting code that was not designed to cope with. Nokia did not reveal the scale of the hack, but suggested it may have been extensive. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of your tech news. Don't forget you can follow on Twitter as well, @AndyMalarkey. But for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.